triple strength, odor-free Capsaicin HP. Use as directed.
I will use as directed. You know why I'll use as directed? Because I'm a follower. I only do things as directed. If I get no direction, I just don't do it because I'm fearful.
But there are no directions. I don't know what to do.
I once went on a cruise that reminds me of that. Not a cruise. This was a trip to Europe. And we had, it was one of those things like, okay, everybody up at 6:20. Put your luggage outside your door at 6:25. The bus leaves at 6:30. Everybody on time. And that's kind of fine. We had a good group, and we got a chance to see quite a lot of Europe and stuff. And there was one guy on the group who would never go anywhere. He wouldn't even go to the bathroom unless it was part of the tour. And I'll tell you about it some other. You tell you the truth, I just lost interest in that whole story. Let me get back to you. 254-1030, area code 617. Paul in Norwood. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
I'm so wonderful.
Oh, that's good.
That I can't just begin to tell you. You just wouldn't believe it.
Well, I finished a gig here in the Foxborough area.
Oh, okay. What kind of a gig was that?
Just a solo guitar.
Oh, that's nice.
In a lounge up there at the, am I allowed to say where?
Sure.
The Lafayette House.
The Lafayette House in what town?
In Foxborough, up on past the stadium.
Oh, right on Route 1.
Yeah, where I get to perform all types of tunes, everything from Paul Simon to Irish, and occasionally a funny song, which I happen to have dropped off at the WBC studios a few days ago, and I was wondering if maybe you guys might get around to playing it. It's called I Miss My Hair.
No, actually, we can't play music because we don't have a music license, and the reason we don't is because the station does not want to invest in a music license since we don't play music. It's kind of a never-ending circle. But you left it off at the security guard
at
the front?
The front desk.
I haven't seen it. Did you put somebody's name on it?
Yeah, it's got your name and Mr. Nesbitt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I probably have it, or Tony probably has it. I'll look for it anyway.
Okay.
And what I can do is at least listen and enjoy it myself. I miss my hair.
I miss my hair most of all.
Most of all.
The way it used to fall, the way it used to curl, the way it used to fall. You've got your problems, the big ones and the small. And there's three great verses to it also.
Did you write this?
Yeah, I wrote it. I write a lot of.
Okay. I will listen to it anyway, and I'll send you a note. Is your address on the tape?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay, no.
Hey, thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Bye-bye. I miss my hair. Thank you so much. Okay, today's October 27. You're probably thinking, whatever happened on October 27, some momentous things, besides the fact that we turned the clock back and all that kind of stuff, whatever else happened. Meantime, you can be calling me if you'd like at 254-1030, 617, the area, the Boston. This is the birthday of the pencil. Isn't that interesting? 1492 was the year that lead pencils first used in England. And I know that the year 1492 has a familiar ring to it. Columbus discovered America, as it said, although America was here long before Columbus. And other people have said there were other people who came from Europe to find America and all that. But in any event, that was the year he left Spain to come to America. And that was the same year that lead pencils were first used in England. There's probably some tie in there and a funny joke that's probably hysterically humorous, and I can't think of what it is. I think Jay Leno or David Letterman would come up with a funny line. But anyway, it also was the year that boxer shorts were introduced. What did they wear before that? Were they all briefs up to that point? That was 1901. You know, and the first guy to wear boxer shorts, you know, was kind of proud of that. Look at this. I have this different kind of shorts that hang looser than those other things. Or maybe they had long underwear. I don't know. Anyway, let's see what else happened on this very day. And I know you're excited. This is Mother-in-Law Day. If you want to ignore that, it's okay with me. They used to make mother-in-law jokes. They don't seem to do that much anymore. I'm not quite sure why, but the mother-in-law jokes weren't terribly funny to begin with, so I suppose it doesn't matter. The first rapid transit subway opened in New York, 1904, so this is the birthday of the New York subway. began operation. It was the first underwater and underground rail system in the entire world. I don't know. Somehow I thought you'd gasp and say, boy, I didn't know that. Isn't that interesting? It's Navy Day, which we've been celebrating since 1922. We celebrate that today, October 27th. And I love this one, Pornography Awareness Week. Like, that's all you got to think about. Join the White Ribbon Against Pornography campaign by wearing a white ribbon during the week of the last Sunday until the first Sunday in November. That would be this very day, just to show that you're against pornography. Although, I don't know, without pornography, to myself, so far as I'm concerned, my life would be just empty. It would be desolate. I'm just so glad there is such a thing as pornography, and I know that Tom Howie feels exactly the same way. And that's about it. The street letterbox is patented. The street letterbox. I'm not quite sure I know what that is. That's kind of like the rural free delivery box that's on the road. And it's also Theodore Roosevelt's birthday. And, I mean, if you think today is just kind of another day, October 27th, I guess maybe, I hope I've changed your mind about that. You betcha. Okay, a lot of lines are open now, and I'd love to talk with you. 254-1030, area code 617. We'll play the dumb birthday game in about a half an hour at right after the 2 o'clock news. I know it's the kind of thing we do after the 3 o'clock news, but it really isn't in a sense. It's still it would be 3 o'clock anyway, a standard time, because we turn the clocks back, you know all that. So it's, anyway, right now it's 1:32, in case you're thinking of turning your clocks back. Most people, I guess, do that before they go to bed at night. You mean people go to bed at night? Oh, that's disgusting. Anyway, give me a call, 254-1030. I'd love to hear from you, and we do have some open lines.
What is that good deal feeling?
Getting into my all-new Mitsubishi Galant for the first time.
Why?
I tried Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, and Nissan Altima, but my new 97 Mitsubishi Galant has over 60 improvements.
How did you get that good deal feeling?
Paying just $198 a month for 36 months.
Or buy with no down payment. The 1997 Mitsubishi Galant lets you
get that good deal feeling.
I got low, 2.9% financing. I think Mitsubishi wanted to get me financed as much as I wanted to get my new Galant.
Visit your New England Mitsubishi dealer today. Drive a new Galant for just $198 a month or buy with no down payment. And you'll
get that good deal feeling.
We did.
Mitsubishi.
The all-new 1997 Galant. $198 a month for 36 months or buy with no down payment. Mitsubishi Galant, built for living.
All offers with approved credit. Total lease payment $71.28, $11.48. Due at contract. See Saturday's Globe for details.
How would you like a month's supply of free Dunkin' Donuts coffee, plus a chance to win a trip to the NFL Championship game in New Orleans? Keep listening for details to win from WBZ News Radio 1030.